Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Hello, successful women out there. How are you today? This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 13th, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I trust that you all had a blessed and productive weekend, and now you're ready to take charge of your week with clarity and with focus. You know, this past weekend I had an interesting conversation with someone that, you know, it surprised me the conversation we had, because it was all about why she wasn't getting better results on certain projects that she had set goals for. So I found her answers interesting, but at the same time, many of them were excuses. I have been given permission from her to share this conversation, so stay tuned for the 411 on this conversation all about results. I'm excited about our topic for this month, and for those of you that weren't listening to the show on last Monday, our topic for the month of August is becoming a tech-savvy businesswoman. As many of you know, technology is moving so fast that it can be quite overwhelming, so it's important to keep focused on the needs of your business and not get caught up in every new gadget that comes out on the market. Now, ladies, you know what I mean about that. So today we're going to be discussing evaluating the effectiveness of technology in your business. In other words, what is it that you need to know just for your business as it pertains to technology, and how to get it, you how to start using it, and how to have it be effective for you. If you missed any of the shows for the month of July, you know you need to go back and get a recap of the broadcast for July. Make sure you visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and then click on the menu link Show Archives at the top. And there you'll be able to not only listen to the July broadcast, but you'll be able to listen to broadcasts for all of this year. Now, we've got a great show lineup for you today, again, with us talking about technology, but we're going to let you know about some upcoming teleclasses and events happening at WomenAboutBiz.com that's free and you need to participate in it. Also, I have something very interesting to share with you, millionaire questions every woman should ask herself. Again, millionaire questions every woman should ask herself. And then we are going to be digging deep a little bit into how to evaluate the effectiveness of technology in your business, again, as we continue the discussion on becoming a tech-savvy businesswoman. So as you can hear, we have a lot to share with you today, and we also have an e-prize, and I mean we're going to be able to send it to you right away today virtually, something that I know a lot of you want to get your hands on. I created a really nice e-report called Business Networking 101, and it was for one of my most popular teleclasses, NetPower. And so I am going to be offering that as a prize today for those women who are so gracious and kind enough to participate when I ask for comments or feedback, or for those women who are interested in sharing what they do, all about their business. You're going to get an opportunity to get a virtual copy of the ebook Business Networking 101, and it's got some really golden nuggets in here, and pretty much has a step-by-step map blueprint of how to set up your business networking system so that it can start working better for you. So I'll give you some more information about what's in that. But right now, I always ask for a special blessing at the beginning of the show, and that is for you to flash over if you're on your phone and call at least one other woman that you know needs motivation and encouragement for her week. Flash over and have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, the show dial-in number is 347-637-2589. Tell her to get on the show. We've got great information about being tech savvy. We're going to be talking about millionaire questions every woman should ask herself. So it's going to be very important for you to get someone else on the line so that you can bless their lives as well. And, of course, as always, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the blessing that you give us by sharing Successful Woman Radio with others. I have another question for you today, and that is joy pampering. Did you do some this week? Remember, it's your responsibility to receive and bring joy into your life each and every day. Simply take 15 minutes out of your day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. Why is that so important? Because, ladies, when it all boils down, we are responsible for our own joy. We're responsible for making a decision to receive joy from others, and we are responsible for giving joy to our own selves. So it's important that we set the pace for our day, because if we don't, trust me, somebody or something will set the pace for us, and it may not be the type of pace we need to have energy to be productive. It may be something that sets us back. But if you have joy and if you have set it in your mind for the beginning of your day, it's quite hard for somebody to come in and to break up that positive energy that you have created for yourself, because you've already talked with yourself. You've already told yourself what to expect, and you've already created a safety shield for yourself by bringing that joy in. So again, I want to encourage you to joy pamper at least 15 minutes at the beginning of every day. And for those of you that are new to joy pampering, what it means is joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. And we encourage you to do that on a daily basis. And once you find your joy every day, hold on to it by creating a safety shield for yourself of great thoughts and inspirations and motivational things, things that are going to keep you feeling good throughout the day. And I'm just here to tell you, if you set your mind every single day, before you walk out of your door, before you get your day started, you're going to feel so much better. And you're going to say to yourself, I don't know why, but I'm having such an even-keeled day. I'm feeling great about today. Well, it's because you have taken the time to joy pamper. And, ladies, you know, sometimes I don't know why we're so stubborn. We are very stubborn at times, and often we don't do things for ourselves that can make life a lot easier and a lot more joyful. But this is something that I want to encourage all of you who are listening. I want to encourage you to joy pamper. Try it. Very, very important. You know, I mentioned at the very beginning of today's show that I had an interesting conversation with someone this weekend, and it was all about why she wasn't getting better results on certain projects that she had set goals for. You know, and I did. I found her answers interesting, but many of them were excuses. So, again, stay tuned for this great information and this conversation that I had with this individual. You'll get the 411 on this in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to share some happenings that are coming up at Women About Biz and what's going on. We're going over a little bit of a transition over at Women About Biz. We're getting ready to change the website a little bit. And, you know, our website is constantly evolving. And if you have a business website, your website should be constantly evolving, because technology is changing. So many new things could be better for your website than before. And such is the case with Women About Biz. So while we're doing some things to help make our website more user-friendly, we're continuing on with great events that I know that you guys are just going to love for the month of August. Now, there is one teleclass if you take no other teleclasses this month, there is one teleclass that you just definitely have to register for. It's free, but it is power-packed with a lot of valuable information, and that is help. My business isn't making money. Again, help. My business isn't making money. And that teleclass is coming up on Wednesday, August 15th, which is this Wednesday, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, if your sales are extremely slow in your business, or if you have been spending more money than you have been making, if you have not been reaching your sales goals, this is a teleclass you need to take. If you're interested in making more money and seeing more money come through your business, this is a teleclass that you need to take. You know, there could be many factors contributing to your business as to why it's not making as much money as you need to, such as marketing, lack of demand for your services or products, incompatibility between you and the business model you've set up, your daily operations, your sales process. These are just a few things that could be obstacles as to why money is not flowing through the business as you need it to. So I would definitely recommend that even if your business is doing extremely well, that you take this teleclass, because it's good, solid information that's going to help you to grow, or it's going to help you to improve in the areas that you are lacking in your business. So here's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to evaluate just where you are, how to determine if you're compatible with the business model you've chosen. I mean, let's face it, ladies. Some of us are beating a dead horse. We know that we have a business model set up that we are really not happy with. We've been playing around with it, but for whatever reason, it's not motivating us to take action. And sometimes we just need to change it, and we need to hear someone to tell us that. I'm going to talk about that. You're going to learn how to evaluate where your business is right now and how to set goals for where you need to be, industry and competition research, how to figure that out. One very important thing that you can't do without, and that is how to prepare a cash flow. What is it, and why do you need one? And evaluating your marketing techniques. And last but not least, we're going to talk a little bit about closing the sale, because you can do everything right in your business, and you can feel that you are very busy in your business, and you're talking to a lot of people, but you just can't seem to close the sale. So we're going to be talking about how to close the sale, and I'm going to be sharing with you some resources. As a matter of fact, we have one of our Women About Biz advisors and longtime members, Betty Scott, who is a sales coach, a while back gave us some great information on that, and hopefully I'll be able to get Betty to talk about closing the sales a little bit on this particular teleclass. You know, Betty is just so good in so many things, but one thing that I know that she is just a genius at, and that is sales, how to close the sales and how to make money. And so hopefully we'll get Betty involved, and she'll be able to share a little bit about what she does and give us a few tips in that area as well. But this is a very good teleclass. I've taught it for a number of years. It's helped a lot of business women to really turn their businesses around or to create a business that really can give them the passion that they need to push for, even when things aren't going right. So, again, help. My business isn't making money. It's coming up on this Wednesday, on the 15th of August, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on teleclasses, and from there you will see the workshop that is coming up. We've got some other great things coming up as well. On Thursday, August 23rd, we have our virtual networking event coming. Again, that's the virtual networking event, and I'm getting great positive feedback for our virtual networking for business women. And basically, it is a networking event all via telephone, but it still has pretty much the same format. Now, we have a limit of about 18 spots in this particular networking event. It is a free event. It fills up fast. The last time we had more over 30 women who were locked out and weren't able to get in on this event. We had them on a waiting list, but we didn't have anyone to cancel in time. So, again, I want to encourage you that if you would like to meet other businesswomen throughout the nation, if you want to experience virtual networking because you really haven't had a lot of time to go to networking events in the live manner, then this is a perfect time for you to participate in the Women About Biz Virtual Networking for Businesswomen. Again, that's coming up on the 23rd of August from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. So we're doing it in the evening, making it convenient for you. You can get home, feed your kids, get them ready for school the next day, and then dial in to the virtual networking. So I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of what we are offering because we care so much about you and your business. We want you to succeed, and we want to provide quality and valuable events that's going to impact you and your business in a positive way. It is 15 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. It comes on every single Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time, so make sure, ladies, that you always mark your calendar. It's still not too late to go ahead and flash over on another line on your cell phone or your regular phone and let another woman know that, hey, if you want to get some inspiration, if you want to get some tips on growing your business, you definitely need to go ahead right now and dial into the Successful Woman Radio Show. And again, ladies, for those of you that have a pen and paper, that phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Did you know that you could listen to Successful Woman Radio online from the comfort of your computer desktop or your laptop, your iPhone or your iPad or whatever you might have that's a smart device? Well, you can. You can simply go to the website blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. And from there, you can listen live to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I get emails all the time from quite a few businesswomen who tell me they're working full-time and in administrative position, and they are able to listen to the show while sitting at their desk. So I'm really grateful for you taking that time and listening to the show, and I hope, and I do know, that you will get something that's valuable that you'll be able to put to use in your business. Well, I'm not going to keep you in suspense any longer. You know, I told you all that I had a very interesting conversation this weekend with an individual who was sharing with me that they had not accomplished their goals in a manner that they would like to, or certain things. And, you know, the excuses she gave me, you know, it was real interesting, and some could have been very, very valid. However, they were still excuses. So I want to just pull you in and share with you who this young lady is and why it's so important to listen to what she has to say. Well, guess what? The individual I am talking about is no other than myself. That's right. This past weekend, ladies, I really had to sit myself down and have a real deep conversation as to why I was not seeing things move a little bit faster in my business. You know, because I'm one for practicing what I preach. I never want to be someone who's telling everyone else what to do, but I am not willing to practice the things that I am teaching. That's just not who I am. And so I had to sit myself down and say, Trina, what's going on with you? You know, you are accomplishing some goals, and yet there's some things, it's like you never even wrote it down because you're stumbling on things that you should have accomplished and that you should have done. So, ladies, here's what I came to a conclusion of for myself. I realized that there were certain things I was procrastinating on and certain things I was making excuses for. While what I made excuses about was valid, they were still excuses. You see, I wanted to accomplish some things towards the end of this year, and in order to get them done, every day I have to be doing things to set myself up to accomplish it. But I wasn't setting things in my calendar. I was not following up on phone calls or emails. There were a lot of things that were happening that was just not making a lot of sense to me. Why was I doing this? And, you know, the answer that I came to, the final conclusion was this. The final conclusion is that I was not committed enough. Absolutely. I was not committed enough. And so when I realized that I was not committed, I had to ask myself something, a question that I have often encouraged you, the listeners, to ask yourself, which is, do you believe that you have the ability to accomplish these goals that you have set out for yourself? Do you actually believe it? You see, what I have determined is that a lot of the times the reason why I don't get things done is that sometimes my belief is not where it needs to be. I may feel excited at the time about something, but if I don't believe that I can get it done, or if my belief level is not deep or strong enough, it's just not going to get done. And so was the case. I had to admit to myself that some of the projects that I had on my list, that I did not believe that they could happen. And some of them, I looked at them and I said, well, I must not believe that they can happen this year. So as a result, I was subconsciously pushing these things to the wayside. I was pushing them away purposely, not realizing it, but purposely not putting down the to-do items on the calendar so that they could get done. So this just proves the point that, you know, we are, as women, we are some complicated beings, and sometimes things can be happening within us that we don't even know at the time, but things can be happening, and it's like two or three people going on inside of you, because I'm telling you, on Friday, I stumbled across some things on my to-do list in my calendar that I was supposed to have transferred to my time management schedule. And I stumbled upon them as I was reviewing it, and I said, oh, my goodness, here's about six things that I thought were very, very important, and for whatever reason, I didn't even touch them. I didn't even transfer them over so that I could take care of them. Why is that? I stopped everything that I was doing. I really did. I talked to my own self for about 2 to 3 hours. Well, I would say it's about two hours, 30 minutes this past weekend, really delving into why. You know, you don't put anything on your calendar or your to-do list that you're not serious about. So, again, at the end of the day, the conclusion I came to is that I did not have the belief necessary to push those projects through. So I had to be honest with myself, and it hurt me, ladies. It hurt me because I was disappointed in me, but I had to be honest with myself, and I had to go ahead and reevaluate whether or not I really wanted those projects, or whether it was just something I was excited about at the time. The conclusion I came about it is that out of the six projects, I went ahead and eliminated four of them, and two of them that I kept, and I made myself sat down after that, and I actually strategically planned those two projects, got the to-do items on my calendar so they would not be ignored, and I felt at the end of that, I felt accomplished and it felt good, because apparently there was some indecisiveness going on in my head that I was not aware of, but it was causing me to feel bogged down. It was causing me to feel weighted. Perhaps many of you who are listening today have been feeling weighted about something, and you really aren't quite sure why you're feeling maybe overwhelmed, or you're feeling weighed down, or you're feeling like, you know, why you're even in your business, or what are you doing? Well, I'm here to let you know that there is a reason. It's because possibly you need to evaluate where you are, and just like me, there may be projects that you just need to let go of, and there may be projects that you need to grab a hold of and ask yourself, do I believe I have the ability? Do I believe in it strong enough to push it all the way through? So, you know, I just want to know if right at this time, if any of you have felt that way before. Have you felt weighed down? Or are there some things that you know you need to take hold of so that you can accomplish them for the year? If you feel this way or you want to share, go ahead and press star 1. And, again, I'm giving away a lovely e-report on networking 101, how to set your networking strategy up for all of those who participate on the show today. So all you have to do is press star 1 and let me know, what do you think about this, about what I've just shared, that I had to let go of some things, and then I had to ask myself if I believed strong enough in myself that I could accomplish it. You know, oftentimes it is the belief level that we have that holds us back from getting things accomplished. But we ourselves don't want to be honest and upfront with our own selves enough to make things happen. I'm here to let you know, ladies, we've got to get out of that. And the only way we can do that is to consider embracing the no excuses rule. So that is why I took the time this weekend to just really delve and find out what was going on, why I needed to, you know, ask myself that question about did I believe, and why I needed to really just evaluate where I was and whether or not I needed to keep those projects on my schedule. And at the end of the day, I ended up letting 4 of those projects go and embracing 2 of them. And it made me feel, wow, it just lifted a lot of burden, and it made me feel a lot better, and it made me feel accomplished. Now, I did all of this because at the beginning of the year, I embraced the no excuses policy. Again, I embraced the no excuses policy. Now, for those of you that are new to that, what does that mean? Well, it means that you have said to yourself that regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, and the frustrations that might come your way, you will commit to finding a solution and moving forward with your life and your business. In other words, you're not going to allow things to hold you back. You're going to learn how to make swift decisions and how to move forward on things. And for those things that are challenges or obstacles, you're going to find out solutions for them so you can keep moving forward. Have someone online, 8147, 8147. I see that you would like to make a comment. Go ahead. You are live. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Trina. My name is Jerry Stu Williams, and I'm calling from Jackson, Mississippi.
Hi, Jerry Stu. How are you?
I'm doing great, great. I do have a question. I know you've been discussing the no excuse rule, and I know you referenced the book. So my question, I was surprised to hear that the person was you. I was anticipating someone else, but that was a real element of surprise. What is the name? I know the name of the book, but who is the author?
Well, you know what? You're talking about the book Excuses Be Gone by Wayne Dyer.
Wayne Dyer, okay.
Dr. Wayne Dyer, Excuses Be Gone. And you can go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, and on that very front page, if you scroll down towards the middle, you'll see the carousel of books spinning, and you can click on that book and get an excerpt or look at the synopsis of it.
Great. Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. How you spell it?
D-Y-E-R.
Great. Okay, Trina, thank you.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So, yes, ladies, it was me, which was the person that I had the conversation with. And again, I have conversations with myself like this all the time. Many times I have to throw out the fishing rod and wheel myself back in and delve into why I am either feeling overwhelmed, weighed down, or why I'm not getting things done as I need to. Now, sometimes, as it was with me this past weekend, I also realized that I did not have some of my client work organized as well as it needed to be. Because if you are in the service business where you're servicing another business or servicing customers, a lot of the times it can be real, real challenging. So you have to make sure that you are structured and that you are organized, which is very, very important. I am for the most part, but a lot of the times it's easy to jump off track. That's why every single day, and, you know, I just want to remind you ladies again, every single day you need to be looking at your calendar mornings, afternoons, and evenings so things don't fall through the cracks. But that's not going to do you any good if you have a separate to-do list at which you have not put any of those items in the calendar, in a time management slot. That has to be done. And so that's very, very important for you to do that. And it was me actually looking over and going over my to-do list that I was able to realize that a lot of things hadn't got done and hadn't got moved over to my time management calendar, and I had to sit back and ask myself, why? You know, you were so excited about when you started those projects. What's the holdup? So you have to look at that. But I tell you what, nothing is as wonderful a feeling or as a businesswoman as releasing something that you admit that you really don't want to do or that is just not in priority to everything else, and you release it so that you free your mind from it. There is nothing as refreshing. So if you have projects or you have things that you know you've been putting off and putting off and putting off, there is a time, ladies, where you just have to really stop and ask yourself the question, is this something that I need to be doing? And then release if it's not, okay? It is 12:30, 30 minutes after the hour. I'm going to go ahead and move on to millionaire questions every woman should ask herself. Check this out, ladies. How many of you listening today believe that you are millionaires? Perhaps not figuratively, but, you know, or perhaps not in real life, but maybe you want to be a millionaire. There's nothing wrong with that. You see, if you are a working adult in America, you will earn over a lifetime approximately $1.5 million, okay? Now, how many of you listening would believe that you could make $100,000 or less in 6 months if you believed with action that you could? Well, guess what? If you ask yourself the right questions and you answer them and act upon your answers, it can happen. You see, what if I told you that your financial wealth is all about your belief, your decisions, and choices you believed in? You see, whatever we accept to believe becomes, again, a part of our value system. And although beliefs aren't right or wrong, but the choices you make about them based on the information you receive, guess what, can have, again, a positive or negative impact. So for every decision and choice that you make, it leads to a consequence, whether it is positive or negative. For example, make a decision to overspend on your credit card and you pay an extra $30 or so in over-the-limit fees. Make that same habit-forming decision 10 times throughout the year and it turns into $300 in fees. And with added interest of 25% or more, it can turn into more than $400. You see, each and every day, women are making these same type of negative decisions and expecting positive consequences. Many say to themselves, you know, there has to be more to life than this. But are they aware of what they are doing? You see, women are unaware of the reason they are not having the positive results and the success out of life that they want. So, ladies, what's the answer? How can we make positive decisions that will lead to financial success and true wealth? Well, the answer is so simple and easy that many of you listening today just wouldn't believe it. It's all about asking yourself questions and then answering the questions based on their contribution to your wealth. Let's take the example given that I'm about to give you. We can ask ourselves the question, what is my credit card balance? The answer will determine the outcome. By paying a bank or credit card company more than $300 in the over-limit fees, you are contributing, guess what, to that company's wealth, not yours. So questions are formulated statements that require an answer, right? So when we act on the answers to our own questions, those answers will either contribute to our wealth or take away from our wealth. So, lady, here are six questions, okay? Six questions that I think can help you to start contributing to your wealth right away. Number one, what is my life vision? At the end of the day, what is it that I want to experience in my life? Now, to bring it closer in, what is it that I would like to experience within the next 3 to 6 months? okay? And then the question number two is, what goals have I set to support that vision or that experience? Here's number three. How much money do I need to take care of my goals financially? You see, for everything that we want in life, it is normally attached to some dollar value, believe it or not. So we have to know what that dollar value is in order to start setting goals and making it happen. Number four, what habits do I have right now that are leading me to the poorhouse? Come on, ladies, you know there are always going to be habits that we have that can take away from what we want. What are the habits that you have that could be leading you to the poorhouse? Number five, what did I do today to take away from my wealth? Did you do anything already today? What about yesterday? What are you going to do this week that can contribute to your wealth? And last but not least, number six, what fears are holding me back from my wealth? What fears are holding me back from my wealth? You know, if you can learn to ask yourself these types of questions, if you can learn the power of questioning and you can answer these questions so that you can start taking action on them, guess what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that you're going to start seeing changes, but only changes if you want them to happen, if you want to implement and take action, okay? So very, very important. This is why I always bring up the topic of unshakable faith. You see, in order for us to truly be wealthy, we have to have unshakable faith in ourselves. And what is that? It is a belief so strong that it compels us to take immediate and swift action. And again, that is the test to determine whether or not you believe in something. Because if you say you believe in something and you don't take swift action, you don't have a strong enough belief. Just as I had to evaluate myself this past weekend and to determine why I wasn't doing certain things for the projects I had listed, I realized that I didn't have the level of belief required to push those projects through. So I had to ask myself, do I really want to do those projects? Am I passionate enough about them? And as it turned out, I eliminated four of them simply because I realized it really wasn't, after all, what I wanted to do. I gave myself permission to release it. So it's so very, very important to ask yourself important questions and then take action on whatever your answer is. Very, very important. If I have any questions on that, millionaire questions every woman should ask themselves, please feel free to press star 1 at this time and I can answer your question about this. I'll try and get the article up on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website probably at least by tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 14th. But for right now, if anybody has any questions about it, please feel free. I want to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself and to introduce your business. Our prize today for anyone that participates on the show is a fabulous ebook called Networking 101, Making Positive Connections and Generating Qualified Leads. And in this, wow, it's powerful information. You're going to learn the power of networking. You're going to learn a lot of different types of networking strategies, the five types of business networking, understanding the psychology of building relationships, social networking, eight effective steps to developing your strategy. So you're going to get a lot of wonderful information. So if you would like to introduce your business, we have space probably for about four or five business women. So press star 1 now on your phone keypad, and we can unmute you, and you can introduce your business to us. Again, you can introduce your business to us. I see that we have someone on line 3632. I believe you have a comment. You are live. Give us your name and the city you're calling from. Go ahead.
Hi, Tina. This is Pamela Adams in Duluth, Georgia. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hi, Pam.
Hey, I am enjoying the show, of course.
Wonderful. And Pam, do you have a comment for us, or would you like to introduce your business?
I was just going to introduce the business, as always. Every opportunity counts.
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead.
Okay, ladies, this is Pamela Adams. I'm the Chief Connection Officer for the BizLink Center, and we're located in Duluth, Georgia. We are a meeting, training, event, and an open workspace. We have a lot of great networking events and great meeting space. So instead of trying to run your business out of coffee shops and the bookstores, come on over to the BizLink Center and collaborate with the other businesses that are there. Break out your laptop, enjoy our free Wi-Fi and our free coffee.
Wonderful. And Pam, go ahead and give them the phone number and the website, please.
Okay, the phone number is 678-825-5201. And the website is www.thebizlinkcenter.com. That's thebizlinkcenter.com.
Wonderful. And, Pam, I'm so glad that you introduced the business today. And for those of you who are in and around the Metro Atlanta area, if you have not visited the BizLink Center, you definitely need to. And as a matter of fact, coming up on Thursday, August 23rd at 11:30, Women About Biz will be having our networking event there, and we'd love for you to attend, and that way you can get a firsthand tour of the BizLink Center. So, again, that was Pamela Adams with the BizLink Center. And, Pam, thank you so much. We'll have to have you back on also, Pam, to just share with them more information about the BizLink Center. So we'll schedule that with you soon.
Great. I love it. Thanks so much, Trina.
Thank you. We have another person who has raised their virtual hand, line 1-861, if the last four of your number is 1-861. You're live. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Leslie Clark, and I'm calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Wonderful. How are you today, Leslie?
I am great. I'm great. First time I'm calling in and listening to your show, so I appreciate being able to do this.
Wonderful. Go ahead and tell us about your business.
All right. Well, my business is Leslie Clark Enterprises. I am an insurance agent for, and I'm working with HIA Insurance Agency. And I'm an independent insurance agent, and I work with many A-top-rated companies out there. So I just wanted to be able to take a moment out to introduce my business to you. And anybody that's in the Atlanta metropolitan area, we are able to service you. And we give great customer service and great care to everyone.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And now, Leslie, is that auto or life insurance?
Auto, home, life, business, everything. We do it all.
Wonderful. And, again, you're in the state of Georgia, correct?
Yes, I'm in Georgia, in Lawrenceville, not far from Duluth, actually.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully you'll be able to make it to our networking event on the 23rd.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I want to give my website and my phone number, too.
Please do. Go ahead, Leslie.
It's LeslieClarkEnterprises.com, and my phone number is 678-699-1861.
Okay, could you say your phone number again for everyone?
678-699-1861.
1861. And Leslie, yes. Your name is spelled Leslie?
Yes.
And
Clark is Clark.
Okay, and it's LeslieClark.com.
Wonderful. No, LeslieClarkEnterprises.com.
Okay, so it's spelled all the way out, LeslieClarkEnterprises.com.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Leslie, welcome to Successful Woman Radio. You know we come on every Monday at 12 noon, so mark your calendar.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So far, Jerry, Sue, Pam, Adams, and Leslie Clark, you have all won your copy of Business Networking 101, and it will be coming to you via email as an e-report. Thank you so much. I see that we have another person. I think we can take one more person, line 3632. That's the last four of your phone number, 3632. You are live. Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. We've already had that individual. Well, if we don't have anyone else at this time, we're going to go ahead and move forward with our topic for today, which is becoming a tech-savvy businesswoman. And I am just really excited about this topic simply because we all need to know how to utilize technology in our business. You know, today technology such as smartphones, email marketing, and even our time management systems can be automated, saving us hundreds and even thousands of minutes on a monthly basis. It's important for us as businesswomen to know what type of technology is most useful for our business, and to do that, we have to first start by evaluating the following. So hopefully, ladies, you have a pen, notepad handy. But I'm going to talk a little bit about communications because we have to evaluate where we are in our business. And one of the most important reasons why we would want to utilize technology as businesswomen is for the purpose of communication. Now, communications can be broken down into the following areas: voicemail, email, faxing, cell phone, and social networking, okay? So if it can be broken down to in that many areas, you see that we have to really focus on how we are communicating first before we can improve other areas of technology in our business. So let's start with voicemail, okay? Have you ever called someone and their voicemail was unprofessional and it made you just want to hang up? I have, and it's not a very good thing if you're in business for yourself. So the question that you have to ask yourself about your voicemail is, do I have a professional voicemail message that's short but effective, okay? One of the things that we need to remember about leaving our message on voicemail is that we really need to ask the person or let the person know to leave the best time to return the phone call. Because if you're noticing, today more than ever, we're playing phone tag with a lot of people. I would say on a daily basis, most of the people that I call, most of my outgoing calls, maybe 70% of them are voicemails that I am getting on the phone. So we really have to know how to leave effective voicemail messages as well. So when you do a voicemail message for people who are calling you, what you want to do is you first want to make sure that you state who you are and the name of your company. Hello, this is Lisa with Lisa's Cleaning Service, or whatever you want to say, but you really need to make sure you identify your company. Then you want to quickly let them know you're not in at this time, but that they need to leave a message. And please leave the best time to return your call. So a message for Lisa might be something like this. Hi, this is Lisa with Lisa's Cleaning Service. Thank you so much for calling. I'm not in at this time, but your message is valuable to me. Please leave a message and the best time to return your call. Thank you. You have to ask them for the best time to return the phone call so that you'll have a stronger chance of reaching the person when you call them back. There's nothing like playing phone tag and really needing to get a hold of an individual. Business deals can be lost this way if you play phone tag. A lot of things can occur. So it all starts with your voicemail, okay? So make sure that you have set up your voicemail on your smartphone or your cell phone or your business line. I have called many people who say, whose voicemail says, this voicemail has not been set up, you know, and I'm like, what is going on? Why would they give me a number where I can't even leave a message? So remember that. Email. Oh, this is a huge biggie, okay? For email, some of the questions you need to ask yourself in order to evaluate your business and how you are using the email, number one is, are the majority of your emails you're receiving spam mails? In other words, are you busy all day clicking and deleting mails that are not making you any money, period? If that is the case, then there are several ways that you can several effective techniques that you can use to get rid of these emails. First is by making sure that the email service provider that you're using, you need to go and read what services they have already on your existing email software that can help you to eliminate more spam mails, okay? So that's the first thing that you want to do. The next thing that you may want to do is you may want to figure out how you might be able to utilize other software connection programs in order to get rid of spam mail. Now, there's no way to get rid of all spam mail. I can tell you that right now. But for the most part, there are other things that we can do, and I'm going to be giving some of those resources in just a few minutes. Are you getting your clients' or prospective customers' emails? In other words, Do you often see their emails going to your spam basket or your spam folder? Or are people calling you and saying, I sent you a copy of what I needed done, or I sent you a copy of the report, or I sent you something, and you're saying, well, I didn't get it, and days or weeks might have passed by? Well, you really need to devise a system for how you're receiving important work from clients. Very, very important. The first thing you need to do is just to make sure that you let every single one of your clients to know that they need to whitelist your primary email in their address book, in their email. Okay, so I'm talking about the email address book, okay? Now, whitelisting simply means that you're going to go to your the contact list or the address book in your email system, and you're going to actually list that person's name and put their email in there so that when you get an email from them, it's not going to go to the spam folder, okay? Now, another thing that you can do in your email is that many of the email services allow you to set filters, okay? And the filters allow you to push certain emails, you've given the names of those emails, into a certain folder so that you can hold that folder in priority. So you need to double check with your email provider, your email service, to see if it has filters that you can set. Now, for those of you that have Gmail, I am not necessarily a fan of Yahoo. And I'll tell you, the reason why I'm not a fan of Yahoo is simply because a lot of emails, whether you have that person whitelisted or not, go to spam in Yahoo accounts. Even, like, for example, if you have a Constant Contact or iResponse or AWeber and you're sending to Yahoo accounts, a lot of the times people never see those emails. But I have a Gmail account. I respect Google and the great work they have done with Gmail and giving the power back to the user. And so there's just a lot of filters and different things that you can set with your Gmail. Now, if Yahoo has changed someone, please press *1 and let me know. But I have not had a good experience personally with Yahoo, but perhaps some of you who are listening, perhaps you have, so just let me know. The other question you need to ask yourself is, how are you communicating with your current or prospective customers? You know, how are you connecting with them and letting them know about sales, coupons, discounts, special workshops, events, and things that are coming up? Are you staying consistently in touch with them? Yes or no? If you're not, you need to be staying in contact with your current customer and prospective customers at least every 14 days, at least every 14 days, okay? You can do this in several ways. You can set up email autoresponder accounts such as Constant Contact or AWeber or many of the other email services that are out there, but it allows you to preset various email marketing campaigns, and then you can time them. You can actually automate them for when they need to go out. So this saves you a lot of time, okay? So that's very important. And last but not least with emails, have you organized folders in your email system to hold important emails that you keep or give further attention to? In other words, instead of just keeping everything in one folder, which is why we have like thousands of emails and we can't sift through them, you need to set up folders that are pertinent to your business and yourself where you push emails over to those folders to keep either as a reference or a folder that you really need to take action on many of those emails. But if you haven't done that, then this could be the very reason why you are not being very responsive or you're not being very efficient with your email. So, again, these are the questions that you have to ask yourself and evaluate in order to know what you need to do about your email. So, again, are the majority of your emails you're receiving spam mails? Are you getting your client or prospective customers' emails? Are they coming to you? Are you finding them easy? How are you communicating with your current or prospective customers? And have you organized folders in your email system to hold important emails that you want to keep or give further attention to? So, again, these are questions that you have to ask yourself in order to evaluate what needs to be done. Next, we have our fax. You know, if you don't have a fax machine, and which, believe it or not, most people these days don't have a fax machine, you need to ask yourself, do you receive or send enough faxes to warrant a fax service, okay? Now, there are many online fax services that are available for you that charge a minimal fee, like $8.99 a month, but I don't suggest using them unless you really find yourself faxing more than 5 to 7 times a month. If you are faxing infrequently, then it still may serve you just to go and, you know, fax it at your local office supply store. And you can always convert a document into a PDF file, an Adobe PDF file, and attach it in an email to that individual as well. And that is what most people are preferring these days, is to receive an email with a PDF attachment. Now, I've had people to say, well, what if I have to sign a document? Well, if you have a printer, scanner, or a 3-in-1 printer system, then you can scan. Last but not least, again, it doesn't necessarily warrant you spending about $150 a year on a fax service if you're really not faxing that much. It costs sometimes, I guess, at the UPS store or at an office store, maybe about 40 to 50 cents per page to send out something. So you have to kind of weigh that. Next is your cell phone. This is a biggie because a lot of people have been asking whether or not they need to get smartphones. And I'm going to just tell you right now, my answer for any businesswoman is really a resounding yes. I think smartphones are extremely useful for women and especially solo entrepreneurs. And that simply means you're it. You work by yourself. You might utilize the services of other people, but you are it. Well, smartphones really help to automate a lot of this, what I'm talking about. So you have to ask yourself, is your cell phone adequately serving your business? In other words, are you able to receive text? Are you able to send text messages without being limited? Do you have adequate internet access, meaning it needs to be 3G or above? Are you able to receive your emails? And are you able to connect your social networks? All of this is very, very important. And, of course, you have social networking. If you use social networking for the purpose of attracting prospects, do you have, at the very least, a Facebook fan page, a Twitter account, or a LinkedIn account? And are you using a social management software to automate your post? Are you using software to automate this post? So one of the things that you have to do is ask yourself these questions, because next week we're going to be talking just about all of those free and low-cost resources and softwares and online tools that you can use to help you with all of the things that I've just mentioned. So it's going to be important for you to go and evaluate all of the things that I have mentioned to you today. Last but not least, I want to give you the 5 keys to making technology work for you, okay? Number one is you really have to have a correct setup. You have to properly set up your communication system. You know, you automated your communications for optimal business success. And again, if you're a solo entrepreneur, you have to ensure that you can effectively communicate to your clients via text, email, email marketing, and social networks from your cell phone. Everything is going mobile, ladies, and you really need to get on board with that. Time management is extremely important, because if you don't have a good time management system that's automated, meaning you can operate it from your phone, and the same information that you're putting into your phone, you can later go to your desktop, and it's there as well. Unless you can do that, you're not making the best use of technology yourself. So keep that in mind. Very, very important. Number three is consistency. You're consistent in all of your communications. Are you consistent? Do you have a daily schedule that lists what you're supposed to be doing to communicate to your current and prospective customers? And then number four is content. This is huge. So I'm going to get our Women About Biz advisor, Cynthia Turner, to talk about this with us this month. Have you developed a content schedule written, researched, and done ahead of time? very, very important. And number five, last but not least, ladies, are you truly committed to being technologically savvy? Do you want to be ahead of the game in making sure that you are efficiently utilizing technology? So what we're going to be doing is encouraging you to evaluate your business before next Monday, because we're going to be talking about all of the tools, tips, and techniques that you need to consider for your business. But first, it's all about evaluation. Well, that's it for today. Ladies, we've had a great time on the show today. Again, those people that won the Business Networking 101 ebook that will be coming to you, thank you so much for listening to Successful Woman Radio. Please make sure you stay tuned for our next show on Monday the 20th at 12 noon Eastern Time. Ladies, have an abundant and productive week. Take care, everybody.